Coming to you from out of the blue, it's Radio Life and Style. You're with me, Mike, in the morning, and getting into a really interesting chat right now on the business front. If you're a business owner, listen up. You might have caught a previous interview with my special guest who's in the studio with me right now. Zandri Serena is the Managing Director of Regionex, the BEE Specialist Business Consultancy. Unlocking opportunity for your business is what Regionex is all about, helping your business create meaningful, impactful ripples of change. Zandri, welcome back to Radio Life and Style. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
It's great to have you back in the house, and we've already had some fantastic, enlightening, informative conversations. Totally opened my eyes and changed my perspective on this hot topic, hot button term, you know, BEE, broad-based black economic empowerment. It gets, I think, a lot of people really hot under the collar, puts their hackles up. From a business owner perspective, it seems, and you would know better than me, that there's a lot of misunderstanding that comes lumped with this term, a lot of baggage, and immediately people think it's all about giving away ownership of your business and, you know, the government interfering in this thing that you've poured your hard blood, sweat and tears into building. And that's not necessarily true, is it?
No, definitely not. Absolutely not. There's so much more to BEE. And I think if you just, I like to say, identify the elephant in the room, go out, greet it, shake its hand, and invite it in for a cup of tea and a chinwag, you might actually realize that you really like elephants. And, you know, once you start educating yourself and understanding the intent and understanding the processes, it makes it so much easier to implement it.
Well, we're going to lift the lid on this thing a little bit more right now. And as a BEE specialist, just meeting you, getting to know you a little bit, you, for some reason, don't strike me as the typical profile of a person who would specialize in BEE, white South African female, Afrikaans background. Does that confuse people sometimes? Do they think, how does this work? Lift the lid on that and exactly. The sort of the eyebrows it might raise.
Yes, that is quite true. I mean, I do think that I am a walking contradiction sometimes. I think that's what I was called the one time, a walking contradiction, being a white Afrikaans female who specializes in black economic empowerment. But I think how I was raised, being born in 1984, so I was 10 in 1994. My dad is Sicilian, so I was raised in a very diverse kind of household. We weren't raised to see color, and it was very interesting for me when I went to high school, really, where I started seeing that there are these just strange interactions amongst the children in the school just because they are different races, because, you know, kids can be mean sometimes, you know. Mm. So I really only I saw racism for the first time in school.
Or became aware of it.
Became aware of it, because in my house it was never a thing. Also being raised with at the time, my adopted brother, who unfortunately, he passed away. He was born with water on his brain, and he was Zulu. So we grew up together. We slept in the same bed, and, you know, everything was done together. So when I was exposed to black economic empowerment for the first time, I was actually quite shocked that we needed a legislative framework to force businesses to include people from different demographics. Mm. For Regionex, what is so incredibly important is that we do understand that every human being deserves one chance at the very least. Everybody should have an equal opportunity to become the best version of themselves. It does not mean that you just got to keep throwing money at it, but the value lies in education. And if we can educate every single day of our lives, in the end, if it's just one person, that one person will educate 10, and those 10 people will educate 10 more, and so it will continue.
If that's a vision that can play out, it's a beautiful thing. As we've discussed in our previous chats here on Radio Life and Style, the mission, the Regionex mission, is multifaceted. You know, on the one hand, you're providing solutions to help businesses navigate this really complex red tape world of BEE scorecards, and trying to help them become as compliant as possible, because that just opens up a whole bunch of opportunities and makes them competitive, gives them a competitive advantage over other businesses in their sector that aren't compliant. And then while you're doing that, you are connecting them with beneficiaries that are able to level themselves up and open up all kinds of economic opportunities. And it's not just about, you know, creating a sort of handout situation. There's real training and partnering that goes into this, and it's done in a really thoughtful and structured way. And it just creates so many different ripples of hope and positivity, and really on a macroeconomic scale, it creates meaningful change. I'm not just blowing smoke here, right?
No, I mean, one of the most important concepts for us when it comes to implementing an initiative is that that initiative has to be impactful. It needs to somehow make a difference somewhere along the lines. You can't just blindly throw money at it. You know, that we're not in the business of selling points on a scorecard.
Okay.
And the client's not in the business of buying points on a scorecard.
So when you're trying to find the right beneficiary for a particular business, you're not just going to connect to entities that don't have anything actually in common, or there's no real synergy there.
No, the first thing we do is we look internally. We always say charity begins at home. You start first with your people, your supply chain, and your employees, and the people close to you who can add value to your business. Understanding also that not all two businesses are the same, and what would work for the one will not necessarily work for the other one. So we need to start first with who do we have directly linked to the organization, what shortage is there in terms of skills, how can we upskill them? I mean, we've seen people going from cleaners, going through learnership programs, and 3 years later, they're senior managers in an organization because they were given that one opportunity.
Amazing.
I mean, we've seen, especially in transport, how drivers with delivery drivers would eventually turn out to be owners of owner-driver businesses, and in that way giving ownership points to the client. So this is an indirect form of ownership without the client having to relinquish any voting rights or economic interest in their business, but through a specific transaction be able to empower people and at the same time benefit from ownership points.
This is something really interesting that I want to dive into, because as I mentioned, a lot of times people see BEE as this kind of conspiracy to force them to give away ownership of their company, and it doesn't have to be that, but looking at the ownership part of the equation can be a really strategic way to play the game. It can be advantageous on multiple different fronts, but you just mentioned a kind of ownership that's sort of an indirect tool, and that's something I want to dive into a little bit. Can you explain a little bit about why ownership might make sense, looking at the ownership dimension, and then what maybe alternatives there are to the sort of conventional giving away 51% of your company?
So there are two notions that we can consider in terms of ownership. There is direct ownership, which means we are transferring equity into the hands of a person of color and giving them voting rights and economic interest, right?
So that's from creating,
bringing in another shareholder into the business, whether that's through a trust or however it may look, but it's directly relinquishing shares in your business and transferring it to somebody else, so whether you sell it or give it away.
So there's direct economic empowerment right there. And obviously, net result, the company gets a whole lot of BEE points. Am I right?
Correct. Now, if that is an option that you're interested in, I'm hoping that you have done your due diligence on the person that you are bringing into your organization. And I'm hoping that you have ensured that they are playing a role in your business, because why would you want to just relinquish 50% of your business and not have them add any value over and above BEE? The second option is an indirect ownership initiative. And I nearly said the word scheme, and I actually want to come back to that for a reason. If you ever hear anything called an ownership scheme, just consider that you could potentially be schemed, that you are potentially being schemed.
Red flag right there.
Red flag.
Alarm bells should be going off.
And phone me and find out if it's an actual, if it's a true initiative.
Okay. look out for that.
There's a lot of those going around. So an indirect ownership initiative would be something like, let's use sale of asset, because that is quite an interesting and an easy to explain concept. Now, please bear in mind that there are so many different ways to skin a cat, and that would relate to BEE as well. So in terms of a sale of asset, I'll give you an example of how this would work. We have a client also in the medical field who was actually doing recruitment kind of services to their clients. And one of the solutions for them in terms of ownership was to take the payroll division, since that is a completely separate business unit in itself, since they were handling the payroll on behalf of so many of their clients, and sell this business off to one of the people that they identified in the organization was actually heading the department, and it was a black female, and giving her 51% of the business and giving her an opportunity to actually create a payroll company that can service so many other companies, not just existing business.
Wow.
And in that way, she became 51% shareholder in that entity, the new entity, obviously. She's able to, after 2-3 years with proper training and guidance from the measured entity or from the client, to be able to run this business independently. Because it's important to know that if you remove the client, that the new company can actually function without them.
Mm.
So you want to create independent, financially viable and sustainable businesses. And because they transferred equity one way or another into the hands of black people via the sale of a business unit or an asset for that matter, they obtained ownership points. And with the sale of asset, if you continuously prove that this venture that you created is successful and can stand independent and is growing and is showing profits, after 3 years, you will be able to, in accordance with the codes, until it changes. I just need to add that disclaimer. You never know. but as it stands, you can claim those points in perpetuity.
That is an incredible story. And you know, it might be one that a lot of folks don't even know is an option. This kind of alternative approach to ownership, indirect. And, you know, sourcing someone who's already internal, who's already, you know, part of your picture.
And understands the business, you know.
That's the thing. But if you don't know, you don't know. And there are so many different ways to play this game. You definitely don't want to be trying to figure out the rules on your own. You want an expert or a team of experts in your corner who can help you unlock the opportunities, create meaningful economic impact, and have a win-win outcome at the end of the day. That's the team from Regenex. That's Zandri. And Zandri, how can our listeners strike up a conversation with you and start getting your assistance in getting their business to the next level?
They can WhatsApp us on 078-633-933 or email us on info@regenex.co.za, or they can just visit our website, www.regenex.co.za.
Simple as that. Regenex, spelled Resionex.co.za, the BEE Specialist Business Consultancy, and my special guest, Zandri Serena, Managing Director at Regenex, in the studio with me. Zandri, lovely to chat to you once again, and looking forward to having another chat really soon. What do you say?
Thank you for having me.